Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
All right, every week at the end of the first hour on Friday, we pick our Issues Etc. blogs of the week. We have a lot of listeners who like to write things in their blogs, and we like to read them, and we like to pick our picks every Friday afternoon. Jeff has his first, I have mine. You can find a link to both of our picks for Blog of the Week at our website, issuesetc.org.
My pick this week is Concordian Sisters of Perpetual Parturition. It's a blog post titled, Better Early Than Never. I grew up at a church that turned its late service contemporary when I was in junior high. The only parishes where I have seen an early contemporary service are those that have so many service times, some of them run concurrently, so the early contemporary service competes with the traditional service, usually the only traditional service offered. I have never seen a late traditional service. I know as well as anyone can that most people hauling kids to church will choose a later rising time and more prep time if they have the option. In fact, I do this myself and almost always attend of my husband's two churches, the parish with a later service. But what the traditional equals early equation amounts to is most of the parish's children never hearing the liturgy, never accidentally memorizing it, never learning that if you're somewhere and you hear the liturgy, you're in church, never finding a refuge from the sounds and mannerisms of pop culture. I think often of the kids younger than I was at my church who just never got to notice that things changed during Lent, who never discovered that they didn't need the hymnal for the song, who would be completely lost if they ever blundered into a liturgical church, who never heard their pastor's voice running through their head sometime during the week, help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord, to make up for the sermon they weren't listening to. I'm sure contemporary proponents would argue that this is merely a matter of practicality and has nothing to do with the desire to influence the piety of the church's children. Let's exercise some largesse about that for now. But I wonder what would happen if a church decided to hold its contemporary service early and its traditional service late. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Concordian Sisters of Perpetual Parturition.
Smartest listeners in radio, no doubt about it. This one comes from Utah Lutheran. The post is called, It Doesn't Matter. Yesterday, writes this pastor, I had visitors in church, people passing through. I had a little time to talk with them before the service. They informed me that the Spirit led them there. After church, though, we had a bit more time to talk. They informed me that they were non-denominational types. They didn't see anything that should separate them from us. And, quote, it isn't going to matter in eternity. They were, I guess, a little miffed that I didn't allow them to commune. He concludes, it tells the rest of the story, but he concludes it this way. He says, please don't come to me as a member of another church, especially one that doesn't baptize infants, and tell me that our differences shouldn't matter. They do. That's why you belong to the church you belong to. If the differences didn't matter, you might actually have an open mind enough to sit down with the pastor and search the scriptures for a bit before you communed at his altar. If they didn't matter, why are you still a member of the church that is separated over things that don't matter? And if these differences don't matter, why did Jesus teach them in the first place? He says, I'm sick of hearing that they don't matter, these differences. Who are you to tell me what matters? It's a great post. I recommend you read it. It's Utah Lutheran. The post is called It Doesn't Matter, my pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week this week. As I said before, we'll have both Jeff's pick and my pick posted at our website, issuesetc.org. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. We'll spend some time with Professor Carter Sneed of the University of Notre Dame Law School talking about the central issue of life in American debates in American politics, then your chance to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.